This is my second live appearance since coming back from Europe. I appeared about 7 weeks ago in Miami Beach, Florida, at a place called the B'nai Agogo, which was a synagogue, and it was not doing well, you know. They made it into a discotheque. And I have been in Europe for the last 6 months making a film called What's New Pussycat, starring Peter O'Toole and Peter Sellers and myself, in that order. And it's the first time in my life that I ever acted in anything like that. I have acted before, but I don't count it. Many, many years ago, I was in the nursery school play when I was a child. I played the part of Stanley Kowalski in the school play. We did Streetcar Named Desire, and I was one of the great five-year-old Stanleys. And I wrote the film, and it is an autobiographical movie. It's based on the experiences of a great ladies man, and I... You're laughing? So it happens, on my honeymoon night, my wife stopped in the middle of everything to give me a standing ovation. I'm thin but fun. You know, what's so strange is I did not do that well with European women. Hard to believe, but I didn't. Because I didn't like European women, actually. They were not animal enough for me, you know? I require an animal, if at all possible, in a woman. I kid my ex-wife all the time, but she was animal. And I responded to that. She was not technically animal. Officially, she was reptile, you know? But she had a verve that I responded to all the time. And my first week or 2 weeks over in Europe, I was in Italy, and I met a relatively animal girl, an Italian girl who was essence of animal. She long black hair, you know, and neurotic completely. She ran away to Venice and became a streetwalker and drowned, you know. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you should know the etymology of how I got to Europe in the first place, which is fascinating. I was appearing in Greenwich Village at a coffee house on Bleecker Street called the Integration Bagel Shop and Freak Parlor. I was the master of ceremonies on the bill, you know, and I was on with weird Greenwich Village acts, you know, myself and an Eskimo vocalist who sang night and day 6 months at a time. A little blonde girl who had a child by a future marriage, you know? Adorable. And in walks one night a Mr. Feldman, a producer, and he just adored me on sight. He thought I was attractive and sensual and good-looking, you know, and just made for motion pictures. He's a little short man with red hair and glasses. And he asked me if I ever wrote anything before, and I have been a television writer for years, and I wrote a three-act verse tragedy about a veterinarian faith healer who restores speech to a parrot, you know? And I also wrote a short story about my first year of marriage, which Alfred Hitchcock showed interest in for a while. And he flies me out to Europe, absolutely all expenses paid, TWA flight, you know, movie on the flight and everything. Irene Dunne in The Life of Amelia Earhart. And I was like, what are you? Sitting shaking on the plane, you know. And I meet a girl at my European analyst's. I have to explain this. I was going to a European analyst, and that meant the European boy could see my analyst for 6 months, you know, neurotic exchange program. And I invite her up to my hotel. I was staying at the George Sank in Paris. And I get all ready for our dinner date. You know, I anoint myself completely. And I beat my body with olive branches. You know? And I throw an amber light on me to make me look really effective. And two little backlights to give me the illusion of three dimensions. You know? And a baby spot to pick out the brown in my eyes. and I put on my mood music records, you know, my Arthur Godfrey Hawaiian music. She had invited me over to her place, but I didn't want to lug the lights and everything, you know, so. And, oh, I didn't dress properly. This was partially my fault. I know how to dress better now, but I was not a good dresser a short while ago. You don't wear argyle with dark blue. I had on dark blue socks and an argyle suit, you know? I look like a farmer, you know? And my radiator breaks and the hotel room is absolutely freezing. And I'm ashamed, you know, because she's gonna come into a cold room. So I go into the bathroom and I turn on the hot water in the shower, which is an old Brooklyn trick to heat the apartment. And hot water comes down and billows of steam come into the living room. And ice cold air is seeping in under the windowsill. And the two fronts meet in the living room. And it starts to rain in my hotel room. I'm standing there in the rain. And I did not do well with the girl. Europe for me, as a matter of fact, was a series of near misses. I was at a cast party with our cast, and I was in the corner, and I was playing the vibes, very sexy, like a jazz musician, really up and down. And a great girl comes up behind me, but really elaborate. And she says to me, "You play vibes?" I say, "Yeah." It helps me sublimate my sexual tensions. She says, "Why don't you let me help you sublimate your sexual tensions?" So I figure, great, you know, here's a girl who plays vibes. I turn quickly and ask her out for a date, but Peter O'Toole, who's in the movie, asks her out first, aces me out, you know, and she was a beautiful girl, so I said to her, "Could you bring a sister for me?" And she did. Sister Maria Teresa. It was a very slow night, you know. We discussed the New Testament, gentlemen. We agreed that he was extremely well-adjusted for an only child.